Om Shanti. In our experience sharing session today, we have a very lovely and sweet soul from Baba's living garden of Vietnam, Sister N. She is also known as Sister Kamal. She is in Gyan from last 11 years. At present, she is in Malaysia. From everyone, a warm welcome to Sister Kamal.
Om Shanti.
How you enjoy Madhuban?
It's like a home.
And what do you do in your home?
Of course, home. When we come back home, we will do some help mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a good time for me because my Dubai now is so quiet, peaceful. No, not much foreigner. So, a part of yoga, sit in silence. So I also have in the chapati department, also learn how to make chapati. Chapati department.
What else?
That's it.
He's asking how many chapatis are you making one day?
Actually, the first chapati I make in Denmark.
That's with everyone, not with you only.
So now it's better, can be raw already.
How did you come in Gyan?
How I came to Gyan on 2006. When I was childhood, I was searching for truth. Okay. And my family background is from Buddhism. And all family follow Buddhists. And then we practice the Dharma. So Dharma, I'm searching for Dharma and Dharma. So when childhood, we used to go to Pagoda and then do some charity. That's the, and when I came to Gyan, at that time, I feel Baba knowledge is also similar like Buddhism. I don't know what about you thinking. But Baba also talk about the Dharma. Dharma is the topic I really want, I really like. And then I came from the south of Vietnam. And but because of Bulbasaur study, I go to the north in the Frederick Center, you know, as you know. And I came to Gyan of one month, and then they asked one group go to Madhuban. They went to Madhuban at that time. So, I also want to go, but only 1 month they don't give me permission. They never give at least 6 years or 6 months or 1 year. And if I ask Didi Nimala, the answer will be no. And then we email to Daddy, and Daddy say yes, welcome home. And at that time, I booked the ticket and then I go Madhuban after 1 month in Gyan. Actually, I don't know much about. I never went to 7 day course. The first day meditation, the second day Muli, and then from that day until now. And that's it.
Which dharma is very essential for Brahmin life?
Which dharma?
It's very essential in Brahmin life.
I think honesty. The honesty, that's what I really like. Because without honesty, we cannot have love or connect to God.
So how are you managing with your Laukik family people, as you say that you are from Buddhism, from that family, that background? So what's their reaction on you?
Actually, in Vietnam, communist country, so we not easy for us to come to Baba. If we talk about God, there is something very difficult for them to understand. They thought that's a Christian. And my father, mother loved Buddha a lot, and when we came to Gyan, I and my sister, Loki sister, and then we have to hide them. They don't know that even we surrender. They don't know. They never know anything about us. They lucky how they live far away. We live far away from them, so they just we just sometimes we call them and then go home to visit them. So that it's not a big problem for us. But for those who even now we Vietnam BK, right? They come to Baba, but their family also don't know that what they are doing. Even vegetarian also difficult for us there. And then most of them parents, they want us to get married and live like normal life. But for us, my family, it's easy. Follow Buddhism. My father, mother also vegetarian. Sometimes, not always. But when I was teenage, I around 16 years old, and I after school time, because my school near Pagoda, and then I went after school. I went there, and then every day, because I love solitude. I don't know. I feel a bit little bit different between me and my friends, my classmates. And then I asked my mom when I grow up a little bit, and then I want to stay in Bakuda. She said that, what are you saying? And I said, but I want to stay there, but I don't want to cut my hair like a nun. I still want to get a job and everything like normal, but to just for practice Dharma, like that's it. And then my parents, they very easy. They never force us to do anything. Whatever we do, you just do. But have to be good person for life. That's it.
Did you relate that Gyan to your parents also?
Yeah. After few years, first my sister came to Gyan, and then me. And then we have to hide them, right? And then after that, my mom, every time we went home, we share with them about God, but they never accept about God. Something different with them. And then we have to find a way to share with them and make it easier compared with the Buddha, and then they get it, understand a little bit. And then my mom never accept God. Never. She is that Buddha is the most important for her life. And but my sister, she's very clever. She find a way. And then after that, she also follow Baba after that. And then three of us have to hide my father. And after some time, my father belong to Baba. Because we cannot share much knowledge in Vietnam, but we show them by Dharma how the way we live, how we change. It's important. And that's
what you do in your Lokik?
I do technique and support in the printer.
How are you managing with your Lokik life and Alokik life? How are you managing with your Lokik and Alokik life?
Have to be balanced. Sorry. I wake up at 3 o'clock every day, and then Amrit Vela go to center, Amrit Vela. Now in Malaysia, because this brother center cannot stay there, I send Shakti Bhavan. And then the day starts from 3 o'clock and ends at 10:30. Go cooking and then go to work and then run here and there. So busy life, you know. Sometimes I feel I'm so lonely in new country and don't know what to do. Free time, when I have free time, so I listen class. Maduban class, like a Surya or senior sister and brother. Find some place peaceful, so to go there and then meditate.
what's your first experience of Madhuban and especially with Dadi Janaki?
The first experience, I feel every year is the same. Madhuban is home. Feel not so much strange here and then. And the Dadi Janaki, I feel like a grandma. And she's really warm and then take care and then every time we met her and then she just keep totally pressing us, how are you Vietnam, and then it's really lovely. What else?
You want to share something else? Anything more?
That's why I told you I have 10 minutes to share as fast, and then if you have any questions and then you can ask.
What's your current effort?
I used to practice self-respect. Self-respect.
Which self-respect you like the most?
I used to practice I am a fortunate soul. And then I found Baba once I lost long time. And does it make me more intoxication?
How to remain happy in Brahmin life?
As I told you that we have to be balanced. Food and food for body also important, and also the food for the soul. Food for the soul is mean company with what we got, like a friend, every.
By which relation you remember the Baba most?
I think mom and mother and father. Because when I came to Bayan teenage, I'm not live with mom and dad. All relationship is mother and father. I used to experiment with him. Everything I ask him.
The challenges in Brahmin life you face?
I think that relationship. For me, the relationship. Between, because stay in the center not easy, right? And sometimes we have fighting or conflict with each other. So, but we have to manage. Have to find a way. That's the most challenge in my life.
He's saying, the brother is asking what the reason of your happiness. And he saw that all the time you mix with all the Indians when you are here in Madhuban, you get mixed with everyone here and you are very happy. So what's the reason behind that? What are you doing, some special effort for that, or that's your nature, that's your original sanskar?
For me, like a logic life, they say that when we love someone, we will love their family, whole family. It's like same here. When I love Baba, so I also have to love his children. And then everyone, I feel like this is really family, not just the university and then we go, or officer, we go and then we just work together, you know. I feel that family, we have communicate, we love each other, we share, we have them, whatever they need, and then we give. That's what I did.
Your experience with Madhuban Nivasis?
I think both have to be balanced, cannot be alone all the time, because we come here, we learn from each other, and interact a lot also not. I mean, it's enough. Whatever I need, I ask Baba, like something I getting not dull, but I getting boring, and then something challenge, like a test paper comes, I ask Baba, and then suddenly the answer comes from another enchantment. Like yesterday, I told that Baba, in my if I go back to Malaysia, start King work, and then have to get challenged again, and then upside down. And then suddenly satisfied come, and then he asked, how are you, and then you need any help, and then I share a little bit, and then he give me the answer. I thought that why he know this way, and then I thought only Baba can give me the answer to another one. So.
According to the time, which effort all Brahmins must have to do?
Depend on the soul, because each soul we have different journey. But for me, I practice like a go back to the basic one, soul conscious. And when we practice soul conscious, we understand ourselves, right? And then we can understand other parts. Then we can easy to respect them. Motivation, I think, as I shared earlier, if we love someone, if we love something, so it's the motivation for me. I think in bus, many bus I was searching for the truth, searching for God. And so now I found him. I remember the first time I met Baba in Diamond Hall, and then his wisdom, you know, is really unforgettable. And after that, I feel like, okay, I forgot everything after Buddha, forget everything. And then only Baba at that time. So like, I feel that I found something I lost long times ago. And then no wandering anywhere after that. That is what I feel. I think that we choose to choose. We choose. We cannot. We don't need to prove anything. Like sometimes they jealousy about us, or they get us a challenge. But we choose. We choose. We don't need to prove anything. The time will answer everything.
So, from everyone, lot of thanks to Sister Anne, Sister Kamal, for sharing her lovely experience. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Actually, Frederick and Didi Nimala. Because when I came, I was a little girl, you know, around 18 years old. And then I accept the knowledge easy. I'm youngest in center. And all of them are very old. Then for me, easy, not any difficulty in young, and then they call me Kama, like a lotus. They wish me like lotus flower and do wonderful for Baba.
Om Shanti, thank you.